I think there's a book out there about dead doctors don't lie, but we don't have a dead doctor. We have a live doctor with us here today, Barry Silverman. He's a doctor. He's a fellow at the American College of Physicians and a fellow in the American College of Cardiology. He has a long list of credentials, and he has written a book. He has written a book that we are going to talk about here, and I had put my notes up, so where did it go? What is the name of that book there, Dr. Silverman?
It's called Your Doctor's Manners Matter, and it's a book that says how your doctor treats you at the bedside has a lot to do with you getting better. It's not just about the science of medicine. It's about the respect and confidence and communication that your doctor has.
You know,
so,
I have a book to help
patients understand that.
Right. Dr. Silverman, I have a real short story here I want to share. Several years ago, my husband actually had a heart attack, and he was under a doctor's care. He went back for some follow-up, and the doctor stood in the doorway in his office in the little private room there, and he stood in the door like he was going to walk out the door, had his hand on the handle and everything. And my husband said, gee, can't you just come in here and talk to me? I've got a few questions. And the doctor said, no, sir, we're already finished. We're over the time limit I can spend with you. And my husband is not a passive person, and he said, no, come on, sit down. Charge me extra. I don't care. I have questions. Well, the doctor escaped, and a few minutes later, the office manager came back and said, Mr. Eller, you need to go find another place, another doctor. We can't handle what your needs are. Gave him 30 days worth of prescriptions and said, go somewhere else.
Well, you know, that's the kind of thing that so many patients have experienced, where the doctors don't answer their questions, give them the time. And, you know, if you don't have confidence that the doctor is listening to you, then you're not going to listen to him and follow his directions. And that's bad medical care. So your experience is so typical. We have several stories in the book that are almost identical. I wish I would have talked to you earlier. We included that story because that's the kind of experiences that are so harmful. And there are plenty of doctors out there that do care and do give you the time. And we tell you how to find those doctors and be sure that people are listening to your concerns, getting your questions answered, because that's critical to good medical care.
Well, you know, they're always telling you, Dr. Silverman, that you should be involved in your care, right?
Right. That's what this book's about.
and so here, you know, maybe you've read something, you know, I have actually had some doctors say, you know, it's better off if you don't read about your disease. Let me tell you about it.
Well, you know, there is, in truth, a lot of good information on the Internet. And people are informed better than ever. So there's an opportunity for a real discussion. You know, the truth of the matter is that nobody is more of an expert about your body than you. And your doctor needs to recognize that you're an expert in your body, and he's an expert in how to treat that body. And when the two of you provide that information together, you're going to have a better result.
Well, where has medicine, I'm going to use the word, gone wrong as far as patient care? You know, back in the day, we all had a GP, and they'd even come out to your house and make sure you were okay. But where have we gone wrong with that communication?
Well, to be honest, it's a couple of things, not the least of which is the technology. You know, I teach medical students every day, and the technology has become so sophisticated that many of the doctors think that the answers are with machines that spill out data and not at the bedside with the patient. And then there's the pressures, not just Obamacare, but managed care, where the doctors are feeling pressure to see more patients, spend less time with them. And they really, you know, your husband's experience was such a great example where, you know, the doctor needs to come in, sit down, have eye contact, and say, look, by my body language, I'm expressing, I want to hear what you have to say.
Exactly. And that was the thing that bothered my husband. He had his hand on the door, and he was half in and half out. Afterwards, we found out that there had been a consultant that said, you need to see X amount of patients a day if you're going to add this new addition to the building that they were looking at. Yes.
Well, that's the sad truth of it. And those are the kind of doctors that your husband was fortunate, because there are doctors out there that will listen to them, will sit down with them. And you need to know those things. The book repeatedly tells these kind of stories, tells you, and your doctor, your husband did the right thing. You need to be proactive. Sometimes the doctor is distracted, and it's all you need to say is, look, listen to me. And then he should come down and sit down next to you.
Right.
And when he doesn't, you know that you need to be looking for someone new.
That's right. So you wrote this book. Why?
Well, because so many patients had come and complained about that. And because my observations of young doctors that I'm training is that they're not spending the time at the bedside. They're not relating to patients. They're not calling patients back with the results. They're turning too many things over to the physician's assistants, who really don't have the background and the knowledge. And so when I looked out there, there was no book on bedside manner. Can you believe it? There's books on how to deal with government programs, on how to practice better cardiology, but there's no books really on bedside manner. I directed it to the patient because, like you said, the patients need to be proactive. But in fact, many of my friends in training programs across the country are using the book as an instructional book for doctors.
I would think that would be a whole segment on bedside manner or patient care or relating to the patient and whatnot.
Well, because, you know, in the past, we had these wonderful doctors, and South Carolina, of course, is a great state, has a great medical tradition, and young doctors would learn at the bedside.
Sure.
But today, we don't have those kind of doctors because so many people are spending their time looking at CT scanners and looking at MRI scanners, and the young students don't see the bedside experience. So that's why there's never been a book written before, is because doctors had direct bedside exposure. But now we have to actually write a book so that they learn about what should be going on at the bedside.
Yeah, it would kind of be the depersonalization.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, patients need to be able to recognize it. That's why in your doctor's manners matter, we direct it to the patient so they can recognize what they should expect. And that's one of the drives for the book. So many of my patients said, well, I know the doctor's busy. They have so many excuses for the doctor. And the truth of the matter is the doctor has responsibilities. The patient needs to know what those responsibilities are and know when they're not receiving the kind of care they deserve.
Well, that's where, I think that goes back to the fact that we don't view medicine as a consumer, as consumer-based. And if we were buying the service that we are buying, right,
we would
demand more.
You are so right. You expect when you go into a Starbucks or a Walmart for them to treat you with the respect you deserve as a customer.
Sure.
When you go into a medical office, you think it's like going into Social Security or the post office. To be honest, recently my experiences in the post office have been nicer than many doctors' offices.
But that's true, and because the post office has recognized that they can't just treat you the way they are. There's too many other services out there that you have the opportunity to deal with, so they better shape it up, just like they've decided to employ Spider-Man to help make their case.
Well, I think that's it. And, you know, the doctor's office is the last bastion of where they have no respect for the people coming in. The waiting room has magazines that are 2 years old. The waiting room is not pleasant. The people at the front desk often barely smile at you, don't thank you for coming in or filling out the form.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I had an incident where I came in the door to have an appointment, and the gal never looked up from her computer. Never looked up, and I looked at her, and I said, I'm right here. You can say good morning or something. Is everything okay behind the counter there?
Well, boy, you've had exactly the experiences we're talking about. And, you know, those are the kind of things that we're recommending in the book. That's the kind of office, when you walk in, if that's the way they're treating you in the front office, it's not going to get better in the back. So, things you need to look out for. And the things that it's worth mentioning to the office manager. because once the experience gets bad, it's your health and your life that's at stake. So you don't want to take a risk with that.
Sure, that's true. Well, listen, the book is Your Doctor's Manners Matter, Better Health Through Civility in the Doctor's Office and in the Hospital. We are talking right here with Barry Silverman. You also had a co-author on that, I understand, Dr. Saul Adler.
Yes.
So,
a pediatrician, and we talk about help in the pediatrician's office as well as in the adult office.
So this is a book that spans all age brackets here. Correct.
Well, I want to thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Now, where can people get your book, Dr. Silverman?
We have a website, Your Doctor's Manners Matter. You can get it on Amazon.com, and you can get it from BookLogic.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in. It sounds like an excellent book that we all could benefit from, and we need to realize that, yes, we are paying for a service from our doctors.
That's true. That's
all
absolutely
right.
True.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. We finally talked to Dr. Barry Silverman here today. Your Doctor's Manners Matter, Better Health Through Civility in the Doctor's Office and in the Hospital paperback. It's in the hospital. It's a paperback. Just came out February 10th of this year. So brand-new book out there. I think you ought to take a look at it. He has some excellent reviews on it here. And boy, they really talk about different stories of things that have actually happened to people. And like he said, I wish I'd talked to you about some of these things. And I think he made a very good point there at the end, because I actually was appalled when I was in that doctor's office that I could walk in and nobody would ever look at me. And it was more like a production. And I probably should have said something to the office manager, because I didn't. I just observed and said, I don't think I want to come back here.